Josh White, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Angie. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for coming all the way to Murray from Paducah to talk to us on the radio here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And tell me a little bit about yourself moving from the Georgia area to Western Kentucky. What is it that you're hoping to bring into the Geiser Arts Center with your experience working with museums?
I'd hope to bring a level of museum standards to the Geiser Arts Center. Certain level of professionalism in terms of how we're viewed in the community. Hopefully be able to have more membership in the long run and have our members more active at our center.
And you've worked with a lot of different kinds of museums, haven't you?
And I have, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I've worked in history museums. Before I came here, I worked in 5 museums in Savannah. So I actually work in 6 part-time jobs. And I think the main thing that's important to know for me at the Geiser is just how to be able to connect with the community in a way that has never been able to happen for the Geiser before.
Well, what do you mean by that, not being able to connect with the community? Because, you know, the Geiser has been, it's pretty prominently placed in Paducah, but it's not bringing in as many people, or is it just that you're trying to bring in different kinds of people?
We have everyday people that put their hands up to the glass and kind of press their face to the window. And I hear every day when I'm out at the lake in the summer or just anywhere that, oh, we didn't even know what the Geiser was. So I'm really excited to be able to come, especially on your show, and get to hype up my institution a little bit.
Yeah, and the Geiser Center's original purpose was to bring visual arts to the community. In the 1950s, that was obviously a very wonderful thing to have something like that in downtown Paducah. But now we have the Lower Town Arts Program and the Paducah School for the Arts and all of these different organizations working toward a similar goal. So has the Geiser Arts Center's or YAC's mission changed or developed over time because of that?
You know, that's an interesting question, Angie. I'm asked that question quite frequently. I think the interesting spin is, yes, it was Mary Geiser's idea to bring art into Paducah. Obviously, before the artist relocation program ever began to take off, long before. Now we have internationally recognized artists, even on our board, that could be shown, and the mission statement would still be fulfilled. You'll still have art from the outside coming in, even though they live in Paducah now and serve on our board, some of them. It's still bringing art into Paducah and having it recognized by the community.
So is the YAC more independent or more of a partner organization now?
In what way?
Well, independent of the Lower Town and the artists in the community wanting to bring in art that we might not see from those people, or is it more of a partner organization working with what's already in Paducah to show it in a different way?
That's what I would hope would be the goal for the Geiser moving forward, is to just be able to recognize artists that, again, are internationally recognized from all over and have their work displayed at the Geiser and have a totally different approach to how we've been managed since before, I guess.
Yeah. One of the new things that I think plays into that, the new approach, is something I've seen featured outside the front of your building, and you're laughing because you know what I'm about to say. Is it polystyrene red yak? Yak as in an actual animal yak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a styrofoam and then coated in fiberglass and painted red.
Okay.
Our colors are red and white, so the yak is red. We're still in the process of explaining the yak, I think. We are the Geiser Art Center, and I'm very big on initials because my initials spell out J-E-W. I've always recognized that people get a kick out of that. But anyway, the Geiser Art Center, those are our initials, and so it just naturally fell into yak. People talk about going down to the yak. And so we have decided that that would be an excellent way to capitalize on a new educational programming.
So are you going to then start branding everything with a red yak, or, you know?
Possibly. Okay. We're definitely working on putting the yak onto things like T-shirts and coffee mugs and pencils and things like that for our gift shop. and hoping that kids will immediately recognize that yak with our space.
Yeah. And when we talk about the Iser or the yak, we also are talking about a place that is it doesn't ask for money when you come in. It doesn't say, oh, you have to pay $5 to see this exhibition, but we would appreciate a donation. And being donation-based has been a great advantage for the patrons. But is it something that you think moving forward that you'll be able to continue as an economic standpoint? What's the outlook here for the yak?
I think a lot of people would be surprised by the amount of support that we receive from the community and from our visitors based on our location. We get a tremendous amount of traffic. so I think a lot of people would be surprised by that. This is the middle of month three for me in this position, so I'm still learning the ins and outs of how situations like this will be negotiated in the future. But right now, we don't have any plans to switch that up just yet.
Yeah. What about, you say you want more international exhibitions or people who are internationally recognized, you want to be able to provide a space for them. And people who have visited the YAG know that it's not a very big space. It's a small exhibition space. Although I've seen the things that have really maximized on that space. How do you think that that plays into what you can show there and what you were hoping to bring to the center?
I think the adjective that I prefer is intimate. It's
okay.
An intimate little space. We are slightly limited by what we can do in our space in terms of the size of our exhibitions and the artists that we can bring in based on their work. We will, I think, in the future, be interested to talk about satellite campuses and things like that for educational programming. We're not ready just yet, but I think it's an exciting time for the Iser. But absolutely, we do have to put a lot of thought into how we navigate our space.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned satellite campuses, and that's almost a little tease there. It makes me want to ask you a bit about that. What kind of things would you be interested in as far as outreach or satellite things?
Well, these are things that we're definitely not prepared to talk about just yet, but I think it would be interesting if the Iser was able to have a space where we could move to, but use in addition to our current space for large events in the evening or large educational programs, groups of 100 plus, tables and chairs and workspaces for them. We're not anywhere close to that just yet, but it is a goal.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a big vision going on here as far as your leadership as well as the YAC's board leadership. Is there any sort of pie-in-the-sky view that you all are talking about and that you're working toward right now?
Oh, yeah, lots of them. I've heard stories that the board in the past was very small, and now we have 18 board members. We have 18 seats and 18 board members. And based on what I've heard just since I've been here, there's a tremendous amount of rejuvenation on the board right now. So it has to do with a new day. It has to do with enthusiasm from younger board members, more active people in the community. But I think the board has always been a tremendous help for Iser in terms of who's on it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that says about the community of Paducah? I know you're a newcomer to the region, but what do you think it says about the community to have so many people now involved with the Iser Art Center's board?
I think it's a wonderful thing to have energetic people. We have people that work for Paducah Life magazine. We have attorneys and CPAs and tremendous fundraisers on our board. And they're people who are well connected in the community. There are people that know everybody. They're, you know, native Paducans. And that is a tremendous help for me coming from, you know, a total different state to have people that can introduce me to everyone and help make those connections for Iser moving forward.
Yeah. What's the new thing coming up next? People who may have visited recently or not been back in a while, what's the latest thing coming out at the YAC?
Well, October 6th, we'll be opening up our new show from 5 to 7. There's an opening reception for Denise Sanabria and Christine Winchell, and they do these. They're two separate artists. One of them does these large, extremely large figurative drawings, which will be hanging on the gallery walls, And then another one will be these interesting, how do I describe it? These large stand-up forms, human forms. And from what I can tell, they're primarily plexiglass with image inside. There will be a little bit of nudity in this show, just for a warning. But I think it will be really interesting to see the community's reaction to that. This was not a show that I chose. Our exhibitions are contracted through the middle of 2014 right now. So be interesting to see how the community reacts to this next show.
All right. Well, Josh White, Executive Director of the Iser Arts Center in Paducah, thank you so much for coming to our studios to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed being here.